You're listening to SBS News.
Awa, awa, abu chwayele gile kancha. Awa, awa, vote sensuini sanamcha. Awa, awa, sibona kwe.
The founder of Ladysmith Black Mambazo, Joseph Shabalala, has died in hospital at the age of 78. South Africa's President Cyril Ramaphosa said it's a terrible and sad moment for the nation and for the world at large. The Grammy Award-winning group provided backup harmonies to Paul Simon's 1986 Graceland album, introducing their African Indigenous music to a global audience, co-writing the song Homeless, its melody based on a Zulu wedding song.
Homeless, homeless, moonlight sleeping on a midnight lake. Homeless, homeless, moonlight sleeping on a midnight lake.
Joseph Shabalala founded the group in the small town of Ladysmith along the east coast of South Africa in the 1960s at the height of white minority apartheid rule. According to the group's website, the black in their name was a reference to a strong oxen and Shabalala's early life on a farm, while the word Mambazo is the Zulu word for a chopping axe, a symbol of the group's vocal power. Their exquisitely harmonised a cappella songs in Zulu became hugely popular in South Africa after the release of their debut album in 1973. Over the years, they've collaborated with the likes of Dolly Parton, Josh Groban, Emmylou Harris and more. The group appeared in the Michael Jackson film Moonwalker. In 1993, they accompanied Nelson Mandela to his Nobel Peace Prize ceremony in Oslo. Their theme for England's 1995 Rugby World Cup campaign, a version of Swing Low, Sweet Chariot, reached number 15 in the British singles charts, and a 1998 Best Of compilation album reached number 2.
Ta-na-na, ta-na-na,
the choir has paid tribute to him on social media, saying, "Our founder, our teacher, and most importantly, our father left us today for eternal peace. We celebrate and honour your kind heart and your extraordinary life. Through your music and the millions who came in contact with you, you shall live forever." In Johannesburg, music fans mourn the news.
It was very painful for me because, you know what, whenever I grew up with that kind of music for Joseph Shabalala. That kind of music is the one which raised us from when we were small until now. And he's a well-respected man, a good African guy. So I'm feeling very, very, very painful, my man. It's very sad for that guy.
It's a very, very, very big loss for South Africa as a whole because he was a legend. I think the legacy of his music is still going to continue. I think for the musicians that are still growing now, they can maybe take his footstep.
Prosper Svan, who is from Zimbabwe.
I remember also Ladysmith Black Mambazo collaborating with one of our icons, Oliver Mtukudzi. You know, they made great music. They put Africa on the world map. You know, they used to go to Broadway and those sort of things. So it's a sad loss. These are guys who are pioneers of the music industry. You know, they soothed our soul with their, you know, type of music. So yeah, we joined the world in mourning the death of an icon, a living legend.
Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.
Kuluman,